Hello everyone, I am Pew Roy from ACS 1 Kalpakkam. Children, today we are going to discuss our third and last module for the chapter Fun with Magnets. Before starting today's module, let us recall what we have learnt in last class. Magnetic materials are always sticking at the ends of the magnet. Second point, poles of a magnet are said to be near the ends. Third point, we have learned about the emperor of China, Huang Tai, had a chariot with a statue of a lady that could rotate in any direction. The extended arm of that lady always pointing towards south. Each magnet has two magnetic poles, North Pole and South Pole. A freely suspended magnet always aligns in north and south directions. In olden days, travelers used to find directions by suspending natural magnets with a thread. A device that is used to find the direction at any place is called compass. Let us check what is there in this module. Today, children, we are going to discuss about attraction and repulsion between magnets. And then we will make our own magnet. Third point, today we are going to discuss about storing of your magnet safely. Let's start discussing about attraction and repulsion between magnets. Carefully observe these two diagrams, children. In first diagram, you can see some pins are hanging, and in second diagram, a person is playing with two bar magnets. Observe carefully and note down your observations. Let us have some fun with magnets. Children, can you see one nice diagram is here? In this diagram, two red color magnets you can see written with N and N, and two blue color magnets, the ends you can see S and S. Observe the picture carefully and note down some observations. Let us go to next slide. Children, observe this diagram very carefully. In this picture, we have two boats are there with magnets. Hickey and Picky are meeting after a long time. Observe the poles written on the boat very carefully. Note down your observations. Can they meet? Are you thinking that they will be able to meet and talk? Observe this boy named Chintu and the colors on the magnet, red and blue colors marked on this. Can you see? N, S, everything is written. Now you understood that N is marked for North Pole and S is marked for South Pole. Correct. Now in the first interaction, what Chintu is saying, look, they attract each other, and your diagram is showing that North Pole attracts South Pole. In the second picture of Chintu, what he is saying, they repel each other, means you are having two conclusions, children. North Pole repels North Pole and South Pole repels South Pole. From the activity done by Chintu, we can conclude that opposite poles attract. And second conclusion will be same or similar poles repel. So what we have learned from these activities? That opposite poles always attract while similar or same poles always repel each other. Now it's time for making our own magnets. Are you interested in making your own magnet? Let us see what are the steps involved. Take a rectangular piece of iron. Place it on the floor. Take a bar magnet. Now lift the magnet and bring the pole to the same point of the iron bar from which you began. Move the magnet again along the iron bar in the same direction as you did before. Repeat about 30 to 40 times. Bring a pin to check whether your magnet is ready or not. If not, continue the process with the magnet in the same way. Fine. In this way, you can make your own magnet. But only making a magnet will not help you. We have to also understand how we will keep our magnet that we have made. Is there any precaution that we should take while keeping a magnet? And if you are having different types of magnets like bar magnet, horseshoe magnet, how we should take care of them? Here's the picture. You can see in this slide few things we should not do with the magnets. Children, you can see in the first picture we should not drop the magnet from height. In the second picture, you can observe that hitting with a hard object like hammer, our magnet can lose its property. And third one, if you are hitting a magnet, then also its property can be lost. Next slide, we are having some ways to store our magnets safely. In this, we are having two types of magnets, children, a bar magnet and a horseshoe magnet. You check the diagram, observe it very carefully, and labelings also you have to observe carefully. Then we will see how bar magnets can be stored. Magnets should be kept in pairs with their unlike poles on the same side. They must be separated by a piece of wood, while two pieces of soft iron should be placed across their ends. Second one is for storing horseshoe magnets. One should keep a piece of iron across the poles of horseshoe magnet. Then children, we should take care that keeping magnets in a place where our cassettes, then mobile, television, music systems and CDs, etc. are there can be also damaging to our devices. So we should not keep magnets with these gadgets. Thank you.